You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rockin' Rhythm Review. For the next 27 minutes and 55 seconds, stay tuned to Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio show highlighting the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but possess a high school education and a childlike enthusiasm for the music popular before my parents went fishing with Grandpa. One of the oldest activities in human history evolved simply for survival, yet today is largely a leisure sport. More so, it spawned cultural and social aspects and is used as a euphemism for religion, dating, scams, and quite often sex. And in rock and rhythm, musicians fell for it hook, line, and sinker. Something's fishy on the Rock and Rhythm Review, so grab your fishing pole as we board a shrimp boat with the fish man to see if we can catch three little fishes or try our hand at some crawfishing. And if it's the wrong lake to catch a fish, we'll head back to shore and have us a Saturday night fish fry and do the catfish boogie till dawn. When you hear the name Tennessee Ernie Ford, it probably elicits a chuckle. One doesn't generally associate Ford with rock and rhythm. But Ernest Jennings Ford recorded a number of boogie tunes for Capitol in the 50s that were, in effect, proto-rockabilly. Musicologists hint that the P-Pick and Ford's boogies were suggestive, and his 1953 self-penned Catfish Boogie doth suggest so.
Catfish Boogie Woogie Boogie Woogie Boogie Woogie Catfish Boogie Woogie Boogie Woogie Boogie.
Woke up this morning about 4:30. Who'd I see tiptoeing across my floor? My ever-loving baby with a rod in her hand, heading for the creek called Catfish Land. She yelled at me and said, "Get up, son, come along with me and let's have some fun." I grabbed my britches and a long cane pole, headed for the red-hot catfish hole.
Catfish boogie woogie boogie woogie boogie woogie. Catfish boogie woogie boogie woogie boogie woogie.
Catfish boogie, do it, baby, with me.
A worm right on that hook and dropped it in the water in a shady nook.
The bobber jumped when Mr. Whiskers hit. My gal flipped and throwed a fit. She pulled and tugged and yelled, "What's wrong?" I said, "Baby, he's a big and that cat's real gone."
Catfish boogie 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 boogie. Catfish boogie 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 boogie.
Catfish boogie, do it, baby, with me. She said, "Set your pole and let's take a stroll." We walked along the creek, me and my miss. She gave me a hug and a great big kiss. She held me close and said, "I love you." I said, "I got all of this and fishing too."
Catfish boogie woogie boogie woogie boogie woogie. Catfish boogie woogie boogie woogie boogie woogie.
Catfish boogie, do it, baby, with me.
The Orioles hooked a generation of black singers and groups with bird names as one of the most influential vocal groups in rock and rhythm. Led by Sonny Till, the Orioles peaked in 1953 with their cover of Daryl Green's country hit, Crying in the Chapel. Country hit? Yep, it wasn't always white artists covering black material, like when the Orioles covered Joe Stafford's pop hit, Shrimp Boats, in 1952.
Yeah, shrimp boats are coming.
Hurry, hurry, hurry,
hurry, baby.
Hurry, hurry,
baby,
home,
home.
coming. We're dancing tonight. They go to sea with the evening tide, and their women folk wave their goodbyes. There they go, while the Louisiana moon floats on high.
Oh, come in, up around the bay. Yeah,
ship boats are coming, their sails are in sight. Boats are coming, there's dancing tonight.
Gene Phillips was a prolific session guitarist, recording with just about everyone in L.A. in the late 40s and early 50s. The ribald jump blues stalwart quickly found his sound past due and cut his last single in 1954 for chum Jake Porter's combo label, Fishman.
That swam in a brook, that fish don't swim no more, cause I've got him hooked and I've got fresh fish. Yeah, fish man, little fish in the brook, now I've got him hooked and I've got good, good fish to sell. Once there was an old lady, her name was Mrs. Green. She was crazy about my fish, cause my fish is clean, and I've got good fish. Yeah, fish man, Mrs. Green's fish is clean. Lord, and I've got some good, good fish to sell. if you want some of mine, 'cause I got good, good, good fresh fish. Fishman's gone away.
The Swinging Blue Jeans were one of many British invasion groups to net a few hits, in their case one, then slip beneath the chart surface. In 1963, they auditioned for EMI with a Merseybeat version of Josephine Carringer's children's tune, Three Little Fishes, first put to music for Hal Kemp in 1939, and later covered by just about everyone.
Over the dam. Oh, Mike said the mama fish, you'll get lost. But uh-huh. Three little fishes didn't want to be bossed. Uh-huh. They swam, man, they swam, man, they swam, man, they swam. They swam right over the dam. Yes, 1, 2, 3.
Ace Ernest Tom Archia held his own as far as honkers go, but it was a relatively unknown saxist that pulled his bobber, so to speak. Buster Bennett wrote and recorded a smutty blues tune for Columbia in 1946 called Let's Go Fishin', which remains unissued to this day. Archia had Buster recut the song as Fishin' Pole in 1947 for Aristocrat Records, later known as Chess. Tom got the label credit, Buster got the vocal credit, and the song stayed in the deep end.
I'm going fishing, baby, and I've got a long, long pole. Yes, I'm going fishing, baby, and I've got a long, long pole. Fishing with you, baby, in a very deep hole. Throw my line in, baby, and sink it deep. Throw my line in, baby, and sink it deep. And everything will be all right. Thank you. baby, is jumping up and down. Come on and fish, woman, and stop your messing around. Pull your line hard, baby, so that fish won't get away. Pull your line hard, baby, so that fish won't get away. If you don't catch him, baby, we'll fish some other way.
Guitarist Clarence Bonton Garlow is famous for his 1949 signature yet singular hit, Bonton Rula, Creole for Let the Good Times Roll. Garlow would recut the song several times as he trolled from label to label, but along the way recorded this ode to a popular bayou pastime, 1953's Crawfishin'.
You tell Judy and I'll tell Jake to bring some chicken and a chocolate cake. I'll bring a little home food to keep awake. Now hurry, hurry, for goodness sake, cause yes, I'm coming and so is Sue. A crawfish is jumping in the big bayou. I'll bring some bait for the crawfish line. I'll bring your gal and I'll bring mine.
Crawfish, 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 crawfish. Hey, La Bache, meet me on the big bayou.
By the dozens and tell them to bring some wine.
Ask the butcher, ask the baker, and the maker, and the tailor.
We'll cook crawfish and have a real good time. I'll tell Jake to bring some chicken and a chocolate cake. I'll bring a little home food to keep awake. Now hurry, hurry, for goodness sake, call. Yeah, they're coming and so is Sue. A crawfish is jumping in the big bayou. I'll bring some bait for the crawfish line. Bring your gal and I'll bring mine.
Crawfish, 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 crawfish. Hey, La Bache, meet me on the big bayou. Crawfish,
Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper were unfortunately just a few of the rock and rhythm artists that tragically never left the 50s. Harold Chuck Willis was another, dying of peritonitis at 30 in 1958. The turban-wearing vocalist found stardom while at Atlantic, but had already tackled the charts earlier for OK Records, where Willis, the Sheik of the Blues, cast this 1952 tune, Wrong Lake to Catch a Fish.
Baby, what you doing right here? I'm the same cat you hooked last year. You bait your hook with a kiss. You're in the wrong lake to catch a fish. Go ahead, throw in your line. You won't have no luck this time. Please don't try to insist. You're in the wrong lake to catch a fish. My, but you sure look pretty. Yes, and you dress so nice. But my papa always told me never be the same.
Thanks for tuning into this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and George Snyder. If you know QWERTY, send your email to WMAT@mail.com. Chuck Berry said, "To my recollection, Louis Jordan was the first one that I heard play rock and roll." And a good example is Jordan's cover of a song that parodied a New Orleans ghetto party, written and recorded by drummer-vocalist Ellis Walsh as a member of Eddie Williams and his Brown Buddies. Although both were cut in 1949, comparing the two versions quickly reveals how old-fashioned the original sounds, while Jordan's take was fresh. Saturday Night Fish Fry.
Now if you ever been down to New Orleans, then you can understand just what I mean. Now all through the week it's quiet as a mouse, but on Saturday night they go from house to house. You don't have to pay the usual admission if you're a cook or a waiter or a good musician. So if you happen to be just passing by, stop in at the Saturday Night Fish Fry. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. Now my buddy and me was on the main stem, fooling around just me and him. We decided we could use a little something to eat, so we went to a house on Rampart Street. We knocked on the door and it opened with ease, and a lush little miss said, "Come in, please." And before we could even bat an eye, we were right in the middle of a big fish fry. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. Now the folks was having the time of their life, and Sam was jiving Jimmy's wife, and over in the corner was a beat up grand being played by a big fat piano man. Now some of the chicks wore expensive frocks, some of them had on bobby socks, but everybody was nice and high at this particular Saturday Night Fish Fry. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. Now my buddy and me, we fell right in and we hollered, "Let the joy begin." Now we figured this was a good place to play, 'cause the party was already underway. But all of a sudden the lights went low, and everybody made straight for the front door. Man, I was so scared I didn't know where to go. I stood right there, then I fell on the floor. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking, it was rocking. Scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. Now the women was screaming and jumping and yelling, the bottles was flying and the fish was smelling, and way up above all the noise they made, somebody hollered, "Better get out of here, this is a raid." I didn't know we were breaking the law, but somebody reached over and hit me on the jaw. They had us blocked off from the front to the back, and they were putting them in the wagon like potato sacks. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. I knew I could get away if I had a chance, but I was shaking like I had the St. Vitus dance. Now I tried to crawl under a bathtub when the policeman said, "Where you going now, bub?" Now they got us out of there like a house of fire, put us all in that black mirage. Now they might have missed a pitiful few, but they got both me and my buddy too. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen
shove until the break of dawn.
We headed for jail in a dazed condition. They booked each one of us on suspicion. Now my chick came down and went my bail and finally got me out of that rotten jail. Now, if you ever want to get a fist in your eye, just mention a Saturday night fish fry. I don't care how many fish in the sea, but don't ever mention a fish to me.
It was rocking. It was rocking. You never cease that scuffing and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never cease that scuffing and shuffling till the break of dawn.
Give me one of them damn fish sandwiches.
Get away from that, boy.